The Rangers looking to cap a perfect 8-0 homestand. They would find themselves down to the Phillies, though. It was 1-0 in the fifth inning. Martin Perez facing Michael Franco.
This ball lifted out to right field. Mazzara going back. The ball carrying well and into the bullpen. Franco the other way with a solo homer and makes it 2-0 Philadelphia. Now Odor. Well, he is swinging. Shoots it out to left field. Drops in, base hit. Mazzara's in. This game is tied. And Odor's got to hustle back to first.
Chance to untie the game. He has singled and walked, and he faces a lefty now. Pitch to Ruiz. Swung on and drilled to right field. Saunders going back. It's over his head, and that ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack the opposite way for Ryan Roa. 5 runs in the fifth and 1 here in the sixth. And here comes the pitch. Swung on and the ground ball up the middle, base hit. That will score 2. 2 is home and Elvis is home. 2-run single by Mazzara off the lefty makes it 8-2 Texas.
3-2. There's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3.
The Rangers go on to win it 8-4. They've won 9 in a row. They go 8-0 on the homestand. They're in second place in the AL West. Perez goes 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, and a career-high 8 strikeouts. After the game, manager Jeff Banister talked about his red-hot team.
This is a lot of soft contact today. A lot of pitches in the strike zone. Really the only time he got hurt were some pitches up, kind of flat across the zone, but looked like real good movement. He was able to keep the guys in their lineup that have been hot, off base today, and really stingy with what he gave up. Just tremendous. He was able to kind of control himself early when he gave up a couple. So really felt like that this was as good an outing that he's had consistently throughout. We got to their pitch count was high towards the last 2 innings. Gave him an opportunity to go out. He said he still felt good, still had great energy. So we felt like where he was in the lineup that it was a good opportunity for him to go out there, and then he finished the inning.
Jeff, Martin had the second lowest run support in all of baseball entering today. It kind of looked like you guys were on your way to that again, and the 2 big innings there. Just how satisfying is it to see you guys pick up Martin and put a bunch of runs on the board for him?
Oh, absolutely. No, our guys know that. They're very aware of who they score for and when it's a challenge. But it was nice to see. I think the 2 big innings, which you look back in the previous innings and the number of batters that we sent to the plate in each one of those innings, even though we didn't push anything across, that takes its toll on the pitcher, gets these hitters in a certain rhythm. Felt like it was just a matter of time before these guys broke through and got some big hits. So I think at one point, 36 total hitters to the plate, and a lot of those were early.
Jeff, you spoke about this last night, different guys stepping up. Today it was Ryan Rua came up with a big hit. What does it take to get guys involved and get hot when they're not in there every night?
Well, that's really the preparation of the coaching staff with these players. The hitting coaches, I've said it before, Mash and I post, they do a great job of preparing these guys and getting them ready. There are a number of different things that they do to keep these guys engaged. Whether it's off a velo machine, breaking ball machine, so that they're seeing spin, they're seeing velo. They're out hitting early, really trying to get these guys to control their swings, control the at-bat, talking to them even when they get down in the count. They're still good hitters. Take a professional at-bat, see pitches, and we know that Ryan is a good hitter. He's proven that in the past for us, and we knew that it was a matter of time that he was going to step up. I mean, he did it in San Diego, got a big home run there, and didn't really feel like he was that far off. He had hit some balls hard in some previous at-bats, and so I got to believe that It's a mindset of our hitters. They know that they need to be ready. There are times that some of these guys don't get the consistent at-bats, but it's the preparation that these coaches put these guys through.
Everyone's hitting for Texas, but Rua had the big blast on Thursday and spoke about it afterwards.
Come back home and get home after a long road trip and be able to do that is awesome. Team's clicking on all cylinders. Starting pitching is great. Bullpen is great. Offense picked it up after a slow start. More consistent at-bats, better at-bats, and keep it going from there. Just try not to do too much. Stay within myself and look for a good pitch to drive, and I got a fastball middle away, so I'm just trying to put the barrel on the ball in that situation. I wouldn't say much is different. There's no panic with this group. Our veteran leadership is huge. They've been through a lot. They've played the game for a while, so they know the ups and downs, and I don't think anyone's really doubted, what we've been able to do and, what we can possibly still do. His tempo was great. We were able to put up runs in the middle innings, and he continued to pound the zone. Finally, we got him some runs so we can get him a win. I know he'll be happy for that. And, just the overall good win, good homestand.
A solid start from our team, Perez, who talked about his outing after the game.
Of course, so just, trying to be on the attack every time and Chirinos and me, we do a great job. I think we're trying to move too much from the home plate, just stay in the middle. I have good stuff for, trying to spin early, trying to attack the zone, and that's what happened today. I have a lot of movement on my pitches, so, that's why you have your bullpens and, start to thinking and what you have to do, what is the approach that you have to do it. Throw the ball in the middle, so. And I never have scared to throw the ball, and that's what I think. Okay, I'm behind the count. They see what they can do, and then they just, pop up or ground ball. So that means saying how good, my stuff is. I think we've been playing good, and we have to continue to enjoy the game and keep playing like how we play today.
Up next for the Rangers, a road trip to Detroit. Nick Martinez gets the start against Daniel Norris on Friday.